Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Chatter for Change. This is episode one.
First episode.
Congratulations. Yes, you were one of the first viewers to ever listen to Chatter for Change. This is Preston. I'm joined alongside by my good pal, Gabriel. How are you doing today, Gabriel?
Hello, I am Gabriel. I'm now the co-host for today. I'm excited to be here. First episode. It's very exciting.
Dude, I gotta say, it was exciting setting all this stuff up. I won't lie.
Took a long time to set it up.
I mean, it did, but I feel like it was worth it.
Three meetings it took to get things here and put it together. And now finally have it set up.
Yeah.
A long time waiting.
I know, but I feel like it's gonna be worth it. I feel like...
Absolutely.
Like, I feel like this sounds fantastic.
I think we're professionals right
now. Oh, yeah, dude. All it takes is three meetings, and you already get the certificates, and it's like, boom, podcast professionals.
Okay, so I guess what we'll transition into now is why are we here? I guess I'll start off. I am here because we are allowed to, I don't know, I'll have to think something. I'm here because I'm part of the True Blue club, or True Blue group, I should say. True Blue True Cast people. And so I was invited here a long time ago, a part of the Yes Council. And so now we're here a long time later. I think it's like 6 years later, 5 years later. Now a part of the True Blue crew in doing this today. So it was a very nice privilege that we're here to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think definitely the more that I've done this, the more that it has been a privilege and a blessing to do this. I joined the same time you did back in seventh grade. So yes, that makes it, I guess I'd say 6 years. You know, we started on Yes, and then we transitioned into the True Blue crew. And I think definitely it's been an amazing 6 years to be on this coalition for sure.
It has been a great time. I think I've enjoyed every single year we've been here. Mm-hmm. It's been something that hasn't been done before. And now to do this podcast is very, very cool.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, we've done things that some of the kids, in previous years that I've done councils and stuff, like I don't know if they would have believed you. Let's say you're graduating, like, yeah, I did all this on youth council, and they'd be like, dude, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they think it's like a separate school or something.
I know.
Because all the things we've been doing over this time.
Let's say, like, you didn't even say that you went to Webster. You just said that you did, like, something like what we did. And, like, they probably think that we are off of, like, a fancy private school or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy that we're actually able to do it.
And, like, I mean that in the nicest way possible. It's just, it's been a true privilege to be able to be the first group of people to do some of this stuff.
Yeah. So I guess moving on from that, we should get into what is True Blue about?
Bingo.
I guess you can, do you want to start off or do you want me to start off?
I can start off. Okay. True Blue is definitely about educating those about the dangerous substances and definitely some of the stuff that they're around. Because, you know, especially around here, I feel like a lot of people are exposed to e-cigs and especially tobacco. Like,
that's
freshman
true.
Year, like, it felt like one in every two people dipped.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And, like, I feel like our purpose is to get the message out, like, hey, that stuff is dangerous, that stuff can literally change your life, don't mess with that stuff.
Right. So just in the simpler terms for you guys, if you don't know and you're just tuning in, well, I guess not tuning in, but just now starting to pay attention.
Listen, we're 30 minutes in here, just now listening. Jeez, love you too, audience.
Right. But so yeah, it's just we're just advocating just a group of young people, old people, however, whatever age you are, you can be part of it. It's just the idea that we're standing against underage drinking alcohol and any substance abuse, as well as underage tobacco and nicotine use. So we just do general things. It doesn't anything and everything.
Yes. And you know, I think pre-COVID, We did a lot of outreach events, especially Mini TLC. That's always been one of my favorites.
Yes.
We get together all of the younger kids from all the elementary schools in the county, mm-hmm. and we teach them in a fun way about how important it is to stay away from those dangerous substances.
Yeah.
I mean, I just... I don't know if I should tell this story, but a couple of years ago, we do a lot of skits for Mini TLC, and we were doing one of them, and I did a jumping jack, and my khakis like split in half. So yeah. Like for the rest of that skit, I was like grabbing my pants and like holding them together.
Can't let it go.
No, like I was like. It's a wonder that I'm even like standing up here, not like running away, because like that probably would have been the smart thing to do. Right. But mom was like, "No, I got to commit to the act. Like the show must go on."
Mama didn't raise no quitter.
Mama didn't raise no quitter. She taught me about perseverance very early. That's right. So I toughed it out, and I had to wait on my grandparents to give me a brand new pair of shorts. And thankfully, yeah. they were not khakis.
Sweatpants, weren't they?
Yeah, they were just, I think they were just sweatpants. That way, you know, if I rip sweatpants, then I'm like doing a jumping jack over like a thorn bush or something.
Yeah.
There's no reason that you should ever rip sweatpants. And thankfully, I did not rip those sweatpants.
That's right. But yes, that was one of the fun times at, what was that? Mini TLC?
Yeah, Mini TLC.
Mini TLC. Yeah, so that was a part of the skits that we would do, just trying to teach people about, or just in a fun, lighthearted way to teach the kids not to do drugs. And in that case, I think, what was that skit about? Can you remember? I have a feeling it was the one with Reese.
Yeah, it was Reese. It was Reese. Because, like, it was, like, every word was a jumping jack, and I was doing, what did you do? At school, and on the last, it was the very last one when I did today, boom.
Yeah, so that was one of the skits that we would do, and that's just one of a lot of the events that we do here at True Blue.
Mm-hmm.
So some other things that we did, including, I mean, other than this podcast, of course, our other events, like just whatever's happening in the community. For example, like we were just talking about earlier before the podcast was Aunt and Hay Days.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently one of the tables got really messy. But that was just another one, just a small booth. We do that in a lot of the festivals or whatever it may be. So festivals are another thing that we do. I mean, other than like actually showing kids.
And, you know, I think the beauty of doing Hay Days is that, granted, this is pre-COVID, but it's one of the easiest ways to get adults to know what you're talking about.
True.
Because that Aunt Hay Days has always been huge for that community. Like, and I'll be honest with you, until we had that booth, I never went.
And, that's true. I have not been before the booth.
Yeah, it's like, it's hard for me because, like, I live outside of the county. And, like, I love Aunt to death after going to Hay Days. But it's also kind of, like, far out. As far as Webster County goes, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it draws a ton of people.
It's crazy.
Like, that and Clay Days, like, I always remember everybody at school would talk about it. It's just like, whoa. And then I never go.
I know, because it's like basically like a holiday for those towns.
Oh, I know. It's like, you know, it's one of the good ways to not have... It's one of the good ways to have a good time and not use... substances while having a good time. Right. And, you know, I feel like we definitely blend in there really well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, of course, other people might, you know, end up drinking or something. Maybe like that at their homes or something.
Yeah.
Or bringing friends to their homes or whatever.
Trust me.
But at least, you know, we're trying to steer them away from that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when I went to Aunton, I did not see anyone doing any of that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
But I definitely think that that Aunton is one of the greatest events that we do as far as outreach goes.
Mm-hmm. What to talk about?
Would you want to talk about the trip that we usually took to Mount St. Joseph? That we were, because like, there's a lot of good stuff about it. I honestly think that I learned more there than mm-hmm. I, you know, and I think that really helped us figure out like what we needed to do.
Right. Yeah. So that is a regional TLC.
Yeah.
So
big boy TLC.
Yeah. So Teen Leadership Conference. So that is whenever just other counties come together, whether it be from our neighboring counties, they mm-hmm. all come together at St. Joseph. I don't know. It's where nuns live.
Yeah. It's outside of Owensboro, yeah. and it used to be this all women's school.
That's what it was.
And it was Catholic based, and then over time they turned it into a retirement home for
a nunnery.
For the nuns of the region. And I gotta say, whenever you go there and you stay the night, if you get up early enough, I've never done this, but if you get up early enough, you get to go to the mass. That church is so beautiful. Like, you can it has stood the test of time.
But it is really nice. Whenever we would go there, it's really just about figuring out what each county around us is doing mm-hmm. and how to replicate it, and how we're just judging what things are working, what things are not working.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's definitely an eye opener, because every county has like their primary substances that their kids struggle with. And you know, there's some that we really don't ever talk about. Like, I felt like, in some of the bigger counties, like McLean County,
right,
like you know, they have such a bigger population, and yeah. like, you know, they have to fight a lot more, like those bigger name substances that you hear like nationally,
right,
compared yeah. to, you know, some of the more traditional substances that we have to battle.
Right. So everybody's situation's just different, like in different counties. So at least here, whenever we go to the TLC, you know, we could figure out what's working for them, and, you know, even provide advice, whether like starting, going to a new outreach method or whatever it could yeah. be, going to schools or whatever, just figuring out what works and what doesn't work. So that's really what we do there. And of course there's all the other fun stuff that we do there at the regional TLC as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's always just different things, different themes that they yeah. have. So it's also not only just a fun time to go there, but also a really important learning experience when you're going there.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I feel like the biggest things that we learn there is that we learn how to tackle marijuana, tobacco, and alcohol. Because, you know, I feel like it's, especially over the last few years, I feel like we've had to clarify with marijuana a little bit more. And, you know, I find it interesting because, you know, the last few years, there's been like this huge push to legalize marijuana, and I'm not going to get into politics.
Yep.
But right. we definitely have to educate those around us about how important it is to like not right, use right. marijuana.
So whether it's legal or not, you know, yeah, it still has
whether
its
it's
effects.
Legal or not, it has its dangers, and it will have an effect on you.
Right, right. Like any, you know, there's always that taking that risk, whether it's legal or not, you know, like smoking still mm-hmm. has its effects.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter really what substance you use. It always has a negative, it has some kind of negative effect, you know. There's not this, like, miracle drug, and it's like, it does all right. this stuff to you. And you know what? It's just nothing but vitamin C. You know, that doesn't exist.
Right, right. There's always something that, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. It's just...
So speaking about that, just those drugs, we always try to advocate against that no matter what.
For sure.
I guess some other things that we do always is, other than the skits, you know, and we talked about the TLCs.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess one other thing that we do is, what's it with? I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm blanking right now. First podcast nerves. Oh, okay. Just thought of one. Apex.
Apex.
Right, and also, I mean, Capstone as well. So these are just after school programs. So we have, you know, those days where you go to places to learn mm-hmm. about it, and then there's also those conferences that you go to, and then there's the holidays, basically, and then there's also after school programs that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
So one that at least the True Blue crew has been working with is Apex. So Apex is an after school program that is offered basically every weekday, where you could stay for, it's a couple hours, of course, to do homework. And then there's also events. So there's things we can work on, like robotics, art, photography, whatever it may be. But one that we do is the True Blue Crew. So that's, I think we had it every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we'd do there is there'd be either two of us, and we'd talk about character or, you know, alcohol, smoking, mm-hmm. drugs, you know, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
But one that we did focus on a lot was actually character. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that I completely forgot about with speaking about True Blue is character, and how character affects us and mm-hmm. makes us grow as people. So there's a lot of different character, the things that attribute to good character, I should say, things that attribute right. to good character.
And you know, I think one of the greatest things about Apex is that not only are we in the same building as like those middle school kids,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, we don't just pile like a history textbook worth of information to them.
Yeah.
Like we literally take it step by step. And you know, I feel like if they get all the pieces of the puzzle together, they'll really know what to do and what not to do and how important it is to do the right thing.
Right, right. So yeah, just in that Apex time and building that puzzle, like Preston was saying, is really important. So some of the things that we do is it's, of course, informative, whether speaking about drugs or speaking about alcohol, or just speaking about good character, teaching good character. I mean, of course, it's not going to be boring, information.
Yeah. I mean, to be clear, we're not just going to like sit a bunch of kids down in like a classroom. Just like, listen, this is what you need to do. If you don't do this, we will be disappointed. No, you're not going to get anything done that way.
Right.
And, you know, every week we definitely do a bunch of different activities, get them up and move in and have a good time and learn good stuff at the same time.
Yeah. So one thing that's coming to mind to me that we do to spice things up is really using the group that's there, because I mean there are a lot of people that regularly go to Apex. One thing that we do is actually group team building activities. And there's of course a lot of different ones that we do to make sure we can get them unified as a group and actually helping us build that relationship with mm-hmm. the students. Because it's neither, you know, the fun skits that we do,
yeah.
and it's not the informational things that we go to at conferences, but it's actually building that relationship with the students. And that is one of the main goals mm-hmm. of True Blue, is really just using everything we can to build that puzzle, like you're saying.
And, you know, I think that connection between us and those kids is critical to how effective what we do is. You know, I don't feel like if we don't have that relationship with those kids, I don't think the stuff we do really works as well.
Yeah.
And I'm very glad that we do have those relationships with those kids, you know, especially those that go weekly, because, you know, you get to know them pretty well you know, over the time that you work on that kind of stuff. So.
And speaking of that relationship building, I've talked to some of the students that were like in the school skits, or I don't remember what you call them whenever everybody leaves to the gym. What do you call that?
Assembly.
I knew it started with A. I could not think of it. I was trying to figure out.
It's been forever since we had an assembly. Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Especially now.
Listen, that's going to be like when COVID goes away, maybe you can have assemblies.
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of assemblies, yes. So I remember even whenever we were in the assemblies mm-hmm. as kids, you know, in grade school, having that favorite person that you'd always look at doing those skits, and always remembering, you know, oh, that's that one person or that's that one person. And I've actually seen the other side of it, to where I've had, you know, speaking with some of the kids at the school, I've actually had students come up and like actually identify some of the people that were doing the skits, aka Tyler.
Yeah, because, especially Tyler. Like
just big and redhead. So they're like, who's that redhead?
Yeah, it's like, who's that really big redhead? Like, he seems pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's like, it's actually really cool how you can actually see that even from a skit point of view, they're actually still able to recognize us and continue to see us at a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, this probably puts some age on me. But back when I was going to Slaughter's, the youth council visited me and they did all the re-sketches. And like for a kid, like, that was the hardest that I laughed, like, ever.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, my dream was to one day be a part of that skit and make other kids laugh as hard as I did, and I'll be darned, that's what happened.
Funny how it happened. That's crazy. So, you know, it's just really important, you know. Like you said, you know, that really inspires people to become part of the True Blue crew.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you believe in it, start supporting the True Blue communities mm-hmm. that we have. So, you know, just having that thing where they could see us, you know, like you said, looking at the people doing the talks or the skits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really shows you because, like, you're leading by example.
Oh, for sure.
And it's just about being that example that we're just talking about.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of different ways, you know. Sorry about that horn. There's a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Here. You have to think about it.
Downtown Dixon is hopping today.
Downtown Dixon.
The more I think about that, the more it's funny because, like, where we park, we're the only two cars on that whole, like, yeah. whole road, dude.
Yeah, the street's empty, but there's someone else driving it.
Dude, listen, as long as somebody's in this town, it's hopping. Like, you know what's good.
Doesn't matter if there's two or ten, it's just hopping.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of living in a small community, you know? Oh. Oh no. Did it lock?
I have no idea.
Oh wait, dude, I'm gonna be upset if we lost all that audio.
I know. Well, I do know we were going for quite a while.
I think that's something I might do whenever we record is that I might just keep a stopwatch going.
Right, right.
And just, like, look at it from every now and then. Oh, good. We still got it. We still got it.
Yeah, so we're still good. Sorry about that. Just a little bit of worrying over here on this part.
Yeah, a little anxiety brewing.
Right.
Okay. So, I think one of the more important things that we need to talk about is, like, how we are compared to, like, the communities around us, you know? Webster County is a small county for sure.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel like you build relationships with people. Like, everybody knows who you are. You know who everybody else is.
Of course, small town, you know.
Yeah. And at the same time, you know exactly what everybody's doing because everybody talks about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like it's really, really important for us to, you know, because of the good relationships we have with people, I think it's important when people start thinking about it or actually do it. It's so important to push for them to just drop in and drive away from that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Especially, you know, whenever everybody can see, you know, what you're doing and how you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it doesn't take long for, like, let's say just like one day I started smoking. Like, but in 24 hours, everybody in our class at the least is gonna know exactly what I'm doing.
Right, because it spreads quickly.
Yeah,
especially something like that, you know, dealing with something like serious like that.
Smoking. Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't plan on smoking anytime soon.
That's
but
good.
At the same time, you know, and it's so critical that once we hear that kind of stuff that we don't let it fall on deaf ears, that we do something about it.
Right.
Because, you know, if you started doing something, I wouldn't want to just sit back and it's like, oh, well, he's made his choice. You know, I would absolutely hate to see people go down that road. And I've seen people go down that road and it's not fun. You know, it's just like, I don't want to get too in depth, but I think it was right after the people did Reese at Slaughter's.
Yeah.
I found a way, and I don't know how I did it because I was still in elementary school, but I found a way to get my grandfather to stop dipping.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. I was on the way to school, and I think it was like a week, two weeks later, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I called him Pap.
Right.
And I said, Pap, you don't need to be dipping. That stuff can harm you. It can kill you. And I kid you not, he looked at me and he said, let me finish this can and I will never dip again. And his substitute has been you know, those like giant tubs of peppermints that you can buy
yeah.
at Walmart.
Yeah.
That's what he went to. And like,
do you still have peppermints?
Oh yeah. In fact, just about every year I get him one of those tubs for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of like that and like tubs yeah. of popcorn. That's usually what I get him. But I just, you know, I think it's important for people to realize that your relationships do matter and right. you can make a change.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of why we do yes. what we do.
If we didn't think we could make a change, we wouldn't be doing what absolutely. We're doing.
Right. You know, this right here, you know, it's just another one of those formats that where we can
yes.
share what we feel, you know, and really push out, you know, what we believe in.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if, you know, we're going to do what it takes to get our message out right. and, you know, prevent people from going down those roads. And, you know, I feel like this is a really good way to do it.
Yeah. So that is one of the main ways or reasons why we do it. You know, it's just beyond, you know, trying to inform kids. It's so we can inform those kids, so we can inform the middle schoolers, so we can inform everyone that's yes. around us to share with their families. Like that example of you sharing with your grandpa to stop. It's the exact same thing. That is why we do what we do, is because it spreads beyond who we directly interact with.
Yes.
It's just a ripple effect of,
yeah. I mean, it starts with us and it just goes outward.
Right.
You know, I feel like the more we can get our message out, the more good we can do.
Right.
And I feel like that's, like I said, that is the whole point of why we are here.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help those people.
Right.
For sure.
So, yeah, I just definitely think about, you know, why we do what we do. It's just about, as a whole, you know, building that relationship and sharing what we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can, you know, lead by example, we can talk to them, we can have a laugh and show them in a funny way, you know, whatever it may be, whatever format, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just about sharing,
yeah.
you know, don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Don't smoke.
Yes. Absolutely. That is exactly why.
So, you know, we're starting to get to the end of time. I think this is a good stopping point right here.
Yeah, this, I feel like we have definitely covered a lot in this first episode.
So yeah, that is just the first little snippet pilot.
You haven't even met the others yet. You're going to love them.
There are so many more. There's I think three or four more groups
yes.
That are going to be sharing here. We're going to be alternating every week. So you'll hear it from us maybe 2 weeks from now, maybe a month from now.
Every now and then.
Yeah, we'll be popping in.
Enough to say like, oh, I remember that guy. He was the idiot that talked on the first episode. Yeah.
Exactly. We are, you know, this is just the beginning.
Oh, trust me. We're going to get along just fine. Right. Trust me.
So if you liked it, make sure you drop a good review or however we're ever going to do it. Yeah. Just be sure you enjoy it. Share it however you want to do it. Just make sure, you know, there's going to be more people coming in. We'll be talking mm-hmm. about all sorts of things, you know, ranging from what we've just been talking about, mm-hmm. sharing our stories, sharing what we do. That's probably what we're going to be doing for the next series, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, everybody introduce themselves. What do they mm-hmm. do? You know, what do they believe in?
And trust me, you will hear a bunch of great stories from a bunch of great people.
That's true. Every week, there's probably going to be new stories,
mm-hmm.
new things to share about. But from there on out, we're probably going to be sharing about, you know, different things that, whatever you guys want to see. So you can just comment down below or however you can, you know, just tell us what do you want to hear about?
Yeah,
what do
absolutely.
You want to do? But yeah, those are going to be the things that we're going to focus on. Just whatever teen people like to do,
mm-hmm,
whatever we want to talk about, I guess. It's up to you, I guess, up to the viewers.
Yes.
But I guess that is it for, episode one of the
Chatter for Change.
So yeah, be sure to tune in next time, and we will see you later.